everybody. Welcome back to the Daily Drip. I am Program Manager Philip Kerrigan. This is, as always,
Jerrica Ferguson, handling all things marketing development.
Nicely done.
Thanks.
Today we are talking about a very special organization. We're going to make Chris Pratt really proud.
Hey, Chris Pratt, you should
Should come on the show, dude.
You should come on over.
Let's talk. Let's talk some
things. If you want lunch,
let's talk. Jurassic World?
I mean,
Special Olympics? We'll talk anything you want.
Anything you want. If you just want to hang out in the cube, we got a good spot.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Come on by.
Some people call it the creative suite.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt, I follow you on Instagram.
Come on, man.
Come on.
You can come on over.
I liked your stuff.
Yeah. We're talking about the Special Olympics today.
Yeah.
Kind of cool because this year the Special Olympics games in during the summer were actually held at the University of Washington.
They were.
Was pretty neat.
And some of our CFD volunteers actually really did assist in that.
Yeah.
Too,
so that was pretty awesome. Cool.
Thank you, guys.
Also, their president spoke at the leadership breakfast this year, and so did a recipient from the Special Olympics. So you may have, obviously, you've probably heard of the Special Olympics. But really, this is a program that is for people with what they call intellectual disabilities. Mm-hmm. So these are more for folks who have developmental and intellectual disabilities rather than more physical disabilities.
They do have some things, though, that people that do have physical disabilities that they can still participate in the games. But for the most part, that's...
Yeah. And so the actual games are for athletes 8 years or older. It's a worldwide program. It's in over 180 countries now.
Yep.
And it offers 30 official sports.
Which is awesome. And they actually do the 30 official sports, but they also have unified sports too, which is people that don't have intellectual disabilities and people that do have intellectual disabilities that they actually team up and partner together and they play soccer and those range of different ones, basketball, they go skiing, they go snowboarding, they do all these different kind of really awesome games together, which I think is probably for the, like, I think that is a really great way of getting the community involved and also to show that they are not any different than any of us.
That's right.
It's very inclusive.
Yeah. The really kind of cool thing about it is a year-round program. It gets these kids that would otherwise fall through the cracks because people maybe don't have time for them or, frankly, maybe don't have the patience for them because it takes a lot of work to work with a child with intellectual disabilities. Yeah. But these kids really have an opportunity to belong to something that is kind of very important. They also do training and competition, so it teaches them, you know, basically how to socially interact with other kids, other people.
They actually coach too.
Yeah, and so it's a really inclusive sort of thing. They have team and individual sports.
Yes, and what I think is actually really unique about the sports is when like they'll go to like UW that they did, or they came to leadership breakfast. They actually will have these athletes come, and they actually teach the guests that are attending like what they have to do. So it's really funny. They were talking about how as one training they went to, the athletes were like, nope, keep going down lower for the push-up.
Pretty cool. That would be me for sure.
I think I would be more of like laying down than pushing up, you know.
So, ma'am, could you please get up?
Yeah, are you gonna push
up? Gonna need a second.
I'm in Cobra.
Cobra. The one thing that I found really interesting about the Special Olympics is they don't just help these kids with the sort of competition and social aspects.
They're not just athletes. They do a lot more than what I think we think is Special Olympics as a sport. They're really a health organization.
Yeah, they really do help these kids because while they're under their purview, the Special Olympics Association helps the 4 out of 10 kids who have untreated tooth decay.
Wow.
So 4 out of 10 kids with intellectual disabilities have untreated tooth decay. Special Olympics helps with that. 4 out of 10 kids need a new prescription for glasses, and Special Olympics helps with that.
Do you know what I think is really neat is when the president was talking about this story about eye exams?
Yes, I was going to bring that up.
Yeah, is when he was talking about it. So here's the crazy thing. So these individuals that may have intellectual disabilities, they may not be able to communicate the same way that we communicate. So what they find is that these kids are actually prescribed the wrong prescription. Mm-hmm. Eyeglasses are not prescribed at all because they don't have the ability to actually
read the lines.
And so Special Olympics assists with eye examiners on actual different objects and different things to be able to communicate clearly with them of what they're seeing and if they're they're seeing it clearly.
Yeah.
And it's just like, we are giving them a disadvantage by not coming to their... coming to their level to
going to their level.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's just, and I, when he was talking about it, I was like, gosh, I mean, so I wear glasses. Don't wear them often enough because I try and just pane through every screen or PowerPoint because I'm like, it's fine. It's a little blurry. But like, I can communicate that I need eyeglasses, that I really do need my prescription.
Yeah.
But these kids can't. And it's just, or these, and you know, athletes as well. It's not just under 18 that they assist with. So like, just the ability of them to help with eye exams, I think, is
pretty
awesome.
Neat. Yeah. Pretty neat. And then the final one that I just want to hit on, we'll put the graphic up when we actually put this particular Daily Drip up on the site. But the other one it really does help is the actual sport aspect of it, which is 6 out of 10 kids who are intellectually disabled are actually overweight or obese and risk chronic health conditions. Mm-hmm. So it's the natural. So it really is this sort of cool, holistic sort of treatment of these children. Helps them get them simple things like dental work and eyeglasses. But then it also helps them with the whole point of it, which is to get them healthier, to get them active so that they aren't prone to more health problems down the road.
And it actually, I mean, it's really the Special Olympics started as a family organization. I think they still take that so strong as well. And I think when we talk about chronic illness and obesity, particularly for intellectual disability athletes in the Special Olympics, you know, it comes from not just for the athlete, but also for the family. So I really do think the Special Olympics works as a whole for the family unit, as well as understanding these are the things you need for your child. And these are the things that maybe will start to push those parents as well into the right direction for nutrition and healthy activity.
That's right. So if you want to, if you heard this podcast on the website and you want to start giving to them, you can actually click the link on the Daily Drip podcast site. If you're listening to this through the iTunes account, you can go ahead and go to the website, select Special Olympics of Washington, and start giving to them through your paycheck today. As always with us, please make sure that you like and rate and review this particular podcast. We feel like we are providing sort of really engaging and sort of like content that really isn't out there, stories about the different charities in our programs. So the more that you rate and review us, the more likely people are going to be able to hear these charities and their incredible stories.
Because that's how algorithms work.
That's
correct. We've been learning a lot about algorithms this year. So as you guys know, rate, review, but and honestly, if you don't want to do it on iTunes, please just send us an email of like what you feel about the podcast. That would be awesome. We love feedback, negative and positive, because that makes us better as people. So
that's right.
Thank you so much, though, for listening. And
we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.